Stop the show!
They didn't stop the show, and that was the problem. Hey, thanks for finding the Cool Dad Rules, everybody. I gotta tell you, just not a guest to bring in on this one. No experts, just a bunch of information I've collected over the past few days about this Astroworld tragedy music festival in Houston, where tragically 300 people were hurt. 8 people died as of this recording. And it was the Travis Scott, you know, performance here where it happened. What you heard right there in the introduction was just one of the many chants that was from one section of the 50,000 people that were there at this event, of people screaming during the show, stop the show, because they knew what was going on, because tragedy was happening before their very eyes. I think this affects me so much as it probably affects you as a parent. I've got kids now in their teenage years that go to concerts. I don't know if they've seen Travis Scott, but they've been to plenty of rock shows. They've been to rap shows, country shows, all different kinds of things. And it's one of the worst nightmares you can have as a parent. So you know what we do? How do we turn it into, how do we take something that's in the news that is a challenge for us, obviously, and hey, this is a big one, and turn it into how we can teach life skills to our kids in this particular situation, because that's what we can do as parents. So how do you, what do you do to try to keep your kids safe? What can you teach them how to stay safe when a crowd crush is going on? Let me give you some background first, because I think it's necessary. You probably heard about the story already, but let me just give you the details. Astroworld Festival in Houston, music festival, it obviously turned deadly. 300 people were hurt. Like I said, 8 as of right now, as of me speaking right now, were dead. It might go up, that count. Some of the youngest victims, the youngest victim was 14. Another one, 16. The oldest one, 27. These are kids, for God's sakes. There was a field hospital. People were treated at a field hospital at the show, which enrages me so much. Not that they got help. It's that the act on stage had to have known. Had to have known what's going on. Not only people screaming and chanting, stop the show. There were individuals, there were kids, there were concert goers going up to the stage telling staff, telling handlers, telling stage personnel, people that were part of the act, part of Travis Scott's entourage, what was going on, including this girl. And there are many more videos out since then, by the way, but this was just one of the first ones. She's telling one of the stage operators what's going on. Just listen to the panic in her voice. I can't imagine. I know, it just sends chills down my spine. It really does. Because we all want to be able to have our kids enjoy concerts like we always have, right? And this is nothing new. I mean, as far back as 1979, I believe it was, a infamous Who concert in Cincinnati turned deadly as people rushed to the stage as they crushed people ahead of them. And it happens more than you'd think. And just doing the research on this, just looking at the concert industry, that event itself changed a lot in what they do for festival seating, you know, security, you know, medical personnel on staff, on site for events like this. But you would be shocked since then how little has actually been done. And when I really looked at it, it really is pretty frightening. And it really is up to the individual to try to stay safe in a circumstance like this. And like I said, I'm going to get to some bare bones, hopefully very useful, you know, practical techniques you can use to try to save yourself if you're in this kind of situation. I'll get to those in a second, but we got to get to this too, because I think it really, really matters. I really do. You know, it goes into the legalese aspect of this at this point in time when something like this happens, which is a real shame, but it has to happen. There are lawyers representing families of the victims. There are lawyers representing the artist. I know that he's offered to pay for the funerals. The money was, you know, returned. It was sent back to the concert goers. So what? You know, who cares about that? It comes down to personal responsibility. Because this information also came out that while people were told on stage, while this act, while this performer, Travis Scott, management, whoever it is, was told that this was going on, they got word and the performance went on another 37 minutes after they got word. 37 minutes that this went on, instead of stopping the show like the original crowd we had for you in the sound to open up the segment here had said. I mean, how negligent is that? How gross is that? Not only that, the Houston Fire Department is actually now coming out with a statement saying that they told the staff they told management, entourage, the artist itself, that you do not have enough safety techniques in place to handle a crowd of this size of 50,000 at the Astroworld event. And still the show went on anyway. Now, you can blame the performer for that, or you can blame maybe even the fire department, safety officials for that. I don't know, because it, regardless, whoever's fault it is, we always get into that, I know, the show still went on, and it can't. It should have stopped, and it can stop. You know, if you're of my age, you know, 51 at this point, I certainly remember, it was actually technically before my time, but I think we all know the story of the Rolling Stones in Altamont, and that was 1969, okay? Some of the first, I guess that's when festivals, rock festivals had really begun with Woodstock and Altamont and, you know, jazz festivals and other things like that. The story of Altamont was violence breaking out in the crowd. And you know who stopped? You know, people had lost their lives, but you know who stopped the crowd? Who stopped the show in the proceedings? The Rolling Stones did. The artists did on stage. There have been a lot of incidents like that. You know, not too distant past here. We had the band Linkin Park stop their show dead in its tracks when they saw violence happening and a crowd crush happening at one of their outdoor festivals. It's up to the individual artist to do that. It just is. And for them to not take responsibility just enrages me, and it probably does for you. You know, I get it. Here's one of the lawyers that's involved in this, representing one of the victims' families, and there are, you know, dozens of them, unfortunately. That's the real gross part of this. His name is Tony Busby, and this is what he said about the personal responsibility for the artist.
Nor his handlers, entourage, managers, agents, hangers-on, promoters, organizers, our sponsors cared enough about Axel to make even a minimal effort to keep him and the others at the concert safe.
Yeah, and the Axel he's referring there, one of the victims, one of these, again, young kids, one of the victims here. And when I was saying that the concert industry itself really hasn't taken enough precautions to try to make festival seating, make security, make something safer, this is what else he found. And I found this in my research as well.
One of the experts who's looked at the history of concert goers and the multiple events that have occurred has said the history of how the concerts are handled is a history of disinterest and greed. I think that's what we have here.
I was shocked looking into this. I was actually shocked at the lack of precautions that are taking. And I don't want concerts canceled. Nobody wants to see that happen. Nobody wants to see everybody babied everywhere or Big Brother standing over your shoulder. We didn't want that. We don't want it now. We don't want that for our kids. But for God's sake, simple safety measures. And to make sure that an artist, by the way, doesn't call for this kind of thing to happen. And we'll get into that in a second, the history of this, why I think it's important. But what do you do then? You know, why are we here? It's to spread these and to try to teach these life skills onto our kids. And this is what I've been able to gather. Like I said, not bringing on an expert for this one. This is just various research from a bunch of different people. And I'll start with this. Before you even have your kid go into a show, teenager, you know, young teen, whatever it is, you, as somebody responsible for them, responsible for teaching them life safety, basically it was what it comes down to, get to know the artist. I honestly, in talking to my kids this week about this very same event, I was shocked at how many artists I have no idea about that they go see. I think it's part of aging. Listen, we're parents. We don't know everything, but it's easy to pick up a YouTube channel and check out to see what kind of crowds they are. Do you think the families, the parents of the victims, of the teenagers in the Astroworld tragedy could have benefited from looking at a Travis Scott concert performance to see what happens in the crowd? Oh, absolutely. Trust me on this one, they would have, because they could have at least given their kids warnings about what possibly could have happened. And then the obvious stuff to teach them, to pass these skills on to your kids in the concert era. Make sure that they know where the exits are. Leave the crowd. You get a buzz. You get a feeling. Go with your gut instinct. If something doesn't seem right, you can just quickly and calmly get out of there. Don't wear loose clothing that could get you trapped up or tripped. Try not to stand near structures that could collapse. It's a good one too. Walk around crowds rather than pushing through them. Try to find a space, almost like, you know, an NFL running back, where you try to find the open holes and go around that way. So yeah, it's a key as well. If you're caught in a moving crowd, this is what one of the experts had said that I picked up. Walk sideways or diagonally across it to work your way out. I think it's a really important point. We always talk about this before. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Stick to a group and have a rendezvous point for your friends. How about physical safety, though? The actual physical skills you can use if, unfortunately, if God forbid, you're ever caught in a crowd crush like this. Keep your arms up like a boxer stance in front of you. The reason behind that is to protect your chest, because a lot of these people are asphyxiated when they're crushed against something or on the ground. One leg in front of you as you move as well. That's for balance, and you can move quickly and calmly through a crowd and hopefully to an exit area. If you're caught around swinging things or there's something projectiles going around you, protect your head. If you're on the ground, and God forbid, protect your chest as well, just like with standing, arms out, and coil your legs in and protect your head as well. If you do have any kind of a backpack or a type of outward gear, put it on backwards in front of you to protect your chest. That's what some of the safety experts are saying. I got to give this, and I got to get to this, and I saved this for last. Why was I so outraged over this? Over the artist aspect of this, because I've heard the argument of it before. How is he supposed to know? Oh, I don't know. Well, let's start with this. Individual people coming up to the stage telling his crew, telling his stage management, and maybe even himself, that people were in serious trouble in the crowd. The videos, multiple videos of crowd surfing, not of people having fun, being raised up in arms by people, but lifeless crowd surfing. Don't tell me that that artist on stage, that Travis Scott, didn't see that. The third one is hearing the field hospital outside of the arena that showed up, you know, dozens of ambulances and fire trucks. They didn't hear that? That's not enough to stop the show? And let me give you this. This is why it's especially outrageous. Because this particular artist, Travis Scott, had been linked before at similar events. Got a history of it. Even though he says he was, you know, completely cooperative with the cops in this case, and I'm sure he is. In 2017, he was arrested for allegedly encouraging the audience to rush the stage and create a crowd crush. And he was arrested in 2015 for a very similar incident at Lollapalooza. This is why I say it's important to know the artists your kids are going to see. I don't want to be like the nanny dad or the nanny mom keeping kids from having fun, but research matters in this when you got irresponsible industry and irresponsible artists as well. So those are the safety tips, hopefully, what I was able to gather. If I find more, I'll pass them along. But in the meantime, let's make sure these kids have good, clean, safe fun, and they come home to tell about it, because I think it's important. All right, we're going to have a lot more fun in the next podcast, but I thought that was worthwhile getting it out there. Safety skills, life skills, that's our job to pass them on. Thanks for finding the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. You can always find the podcast wherever you get them, Google or Apple Podcasts. We'd love to have you like the Facebook page as well and the Instagram page as well. Just look for the Cool Dad Rules. With all that said, thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon.